Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the jackalope.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
When people think of cryptids, the images that usually come to mind are of frightening and mysterious beasts, hulking ape-like creatures, or humongous sea monsters. But sometimes, they come in other shapes and sizes too. They can be cute and cuddly, and none are more cute and cuddly than the jackalope. The jackalope's name is a portmanteau of the words jackrabbit and antelope, and that's just what it looks like. It's essentially a rabbit, or more specifically, a hare, with antelope antlers. Nothing more, nothing less. A bunny with horns. Now, the horns make it difficult for the jackalope to mate, which is frustrating for the ever-fertile and nubile bunnies. They are also said to only breed during thunderstorms when they can see each other by lightning flash. Another frustrating thing for the little guys. The jackalope is cut from the same cloth as other far-fetched cryptids such as the hodag and the slide rock bolter, mainly because its reputation has been built by the tall tales of lumberjacks and frontiersmen. Hunters who go after the jackalope are said to have to wear metal armor on their legs as protection from being gored by the little buggers. These hunters also use whiskey to lure the creature out of hiding, although the whiskey part of the legend was most likely made up by the hunters who liked to share in their bait. The jackalope is also said to be able to imitate the human voice, although it can only sing along to campfire songs in a high, tenor voice, which makes sense given their small size. So what we have here is a bunny with horns who drinks whiskey, inconveniently fornicates during thunderstorms, sings the high harmonies to campfire songs, and likes to gore hunters' legs. It's no wonder this little dude was so popular with the lumberjacks. The folklore behind the jackalope is pretty fascinating. Its roots seem to be everywhere. Central American Indians such as the Aztecs and their descendants, the Hoichul, both passed down legends of horned rabbits. The Aztecs considered the rabbit and the deer to be twin brothers, and the Hoichul took it a step further by saying that the deer initially was given its horns by the rabbit. Meanwhile, across the pond in Europe, horned rabbits and hares appeared in medieval and Renaissance literature in both mythological texts and so-called scientific manuals, although modern science has since proven most of these old science books false. In America, the jackalope's modern roots can be traced to 1932 and a man named Douglas Herrick from Douglas, Wyoming, who, along with his brother Ralph, was an amateur taxidermist. The two men were returning from a rabbit hunting trip when they carelessly threw their haul onto the floor of their shop. One of the rabbit carcasses landed next to a set of deer antlers, and a light bulb went off in Herrick's head. The Herricks combined the two creatures by grafting a pair of horns onto a rabbit's head and sold their creation to a hotelier named Roy Ball, who proudly exhibited the first jackalope in his hotel. The creature was wildly popular, and the modern American jackalope legend was born. Since then, several other taxidermists have entered the jackalope scene, and variants of the Wyoming jackalope have also been noted in other logging areas such as Wisconsin, Minnesota, and South Dakota. And each of these taxidermists has made his or her own pile of loot, creating and selling their wares. Jackalopes can be found at seemingly any souvenir stand or curio shop in the Midwest. Since the jackalope was essentially created through myth and folklore and then brought to realization by an amateur taxidermist, confirmed sightings of the creature are few and far between, and all are mostly suspect. The most famous witness of the jackalope is frontier explorer John Coulter. As a member of the Lewis and Clark expedition that mapped out North America west of the colonies, he claimed to have seen a horned rabbit as he traversed the area that would become Wyoming. Of course, people had trouble believing him, because why would they? But to him, it was just one more of the amazing things he saw in the Western Territories. Famed ethnobotanist and psychonaut Terence McKenna also tells a story about a time when he saw a baby jackalope while with his daughter in the garden of the Esalen Institute. The Esalen Institute is a holistic education center in Big Sur, California, and McKenna was known for altering his mindset with naturally occurring hallucinogenic plants, so maybe that combination of circumstances turns out to be the best way to encounter a jackalope. So, what could the jackalope actually be? Well, the lack of sightings and live specimens probably means that the jackalope is a mythological creature that has been popularized by Douglas Herrick's creative taxidermy. The legend itself may have been inspired by an actual medical condition called the Shope papillomavirus, described by Dr. Richard E. Shope in 1933 as rabbits having numerous horn-like protuberances on the skin over various parts of their bodies. Shope went on to say that these rabbits were referred to as horned rabbits or warty rabbits. Unfortunately for the poor bunnies, these pokey carcinomas would sometimes grow large enough to prevent the animal from eating so that it would starve to death. This condition could have planted the seed for the idea of the jackalope, and the affliction has even been nicknamed jackalopism. Another theory is that hunters mistake small deer seen at particular angles for jackalopes, or even rabbits standing in or near trees that make them appear like they have antlers. And then, as unlikely as it seems, it could be a creature as yet wholly unclassified by modern science, a cryptid. Its combination of mystery and adorableness has meant that the jackalope has heavily cemented its legacy in the pop culture world. In addition to hanging in just about every bar, lodge, and man cave, the jackalope has been featured in numerous books, movies, video games, songs, short stories, and television programs, most notably as a recurring character voiced by comedian Dave Collier on the hit 1990s shows America's Funniest People and America's Funniest Home Videos. In 1997, a Central Hockey League team in Odessa, Texas called itself the Jackalopes and kept the name until 2012. In 2011, a Nashville brewery christened itself the Jackalope Brewing Company. Another brewery in Australia called the Hop Factory featured a jackalope as its mascot. And, like any cryptid worth its salt, the jackalope has been embraced and celebrated by its hometown. The city of Douglas, Wyoming features both an 8-foot-tall and a 15-foot-tall statue of the creature, and the Chamber of Commerce even sells jackalope hunting licenses that are valid during jackalope season, which runs from midnight to 2 a.m. on June 31st. Never mind that June only has 30 days, right? This little detail doesn't matter, as one of the requirements to procure a jackalope hunting license is that the hunter must have an IQ between 50 and 72. So who would really know? Douglas's highways are also littered with jackalope crossing signs, and the town's slogan is, "Home of the Jackalope, We Know Jack." And of course, Douglas hosts a festival every June in the jackalope's honor called the Jackalope Days Celebration. The rest of Wyoming loves the jackalope too. Since 2005, bills have been introduced to make the jackalope the official state mythological creature. And in 2014, the Wyoming Lottery started using the jackalope as its logo. The Jackalope Travel Shop in Du Bois, Wyoming features, among other things in its massive museum, two horse-sized jackalopes for tourist photo ops. Conveniently, it's also got plenty of stuff for all those tourists to buy, including stuffed jackalopes. So yeah, the jackalope has plenty of that cryptid charisma to go around. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi there. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com, so pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. And so do you.